In this week's episode of Everyday Grammar, we're going to help you understand the difference between the simple past and the present perfect. English learners often confuse these two verb tenses. Let's start with an example. Can you tell the difference between these two sentences? Sentence 1. I saw the movie. Sentence 2. I have seen the movie.
Sentence 1 uses the simple past tense. Sentence 2 uses the present perfect tense. I saw the movie and I have seen the movie both refer to an action that was finished in the past. But there is one important difference. I saw the movie suggests that you saw the movie at a specific time in the past. I have seen the movie suggests that you saw the movie at an unknown time in the past.
Use the simple past to talk about a finished action that happened at a specific time. For example, I went out with my friends last night. The adverb last night is not required, but it does help clarify that the event happened at a specific time.
That's the easy part. Now let's talk about the present perfect. You form the present perfect by using have or has, followed by the past participle form of the verb. For example, I have graduated from college. The present perfect confuses English learners because it refers to a past action. It is also called present perfect because speakers use it to stress the importance of a past event in the present. The sentence, I have graduated from college, emphasizes the present effect of a past event, graduation. The exact time of the graduation is not important.
There are four more common situations that require the present perfect. First, it can express a repeated action. When an action happened more than one time in the past, use the present perfect. For example, I have seen the movie 3 times. Second, it is common to use the present perfect with the words for and since. For and since are adverbs that tell about the duration of an activity. They answer the question, how long? For example, I have studied English for a long time.
Third, the negative adverb never requires the present perfect. You can say, I have never been to France. You would not say, I did never go to France. Finally, when asking a question in the present perfect, use ever, as in, have you ever won the lottery? Listen for the present perfect question in this song by the American rock band Creedence Clearwater Revival.
In an informal situation, you can take out the word have in a present perfect question. Listen to actor Jack Nicholson playing the Joker in the 1989 movie Batman. Before the Joker takes his victims, he asks them an unusual question.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Here's a tip. Pay close attention to adverbs. Adverbs give hints or clues about which verb tense you should use. Take a look at the reference list below.
A good way to practice the present perfect is to ask an English-speaking friend if he or she has ever done something. Have you ever flown in an airplane? Or have you ever seen the Grand Canyon? You could even ask something more profound, like, have you ever seen the rain coming down on a sunny day? I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Jonathan Evans.